she is going to be the head of the criminal litigation department in a very big, posh, highbrow law firm. And she's delighted to be there. However, there's one hitch to it. She has to agree to represent an old college chum of the managing partner. Seems as though this old college chum, who is a crime columnist for the local newspaper, has gotten himself into a bit of a jam. He woke up in the wee hours of the morning in a very sleazy motel room with the dead body of a young girl.
Oh.
So, when the police start the investigation, if things could get any worse, they do. They find another body, same M.O., and all the evidence leads back to this new client, Blake Hunter, who is the crime columnist. So Hillary has her work cut out for her.
It sounds like it. So tell me about Hillary. I know you're a former, worked as a prosecutor.
And I did.
Hillary is a defense attorney. Is she you, or is she a composite of some folks?
No, she's totally fictional. She did start out as a criminal defense attorney in the first two books, and then I had her grow and develop into something else. She went to the other side of the criminal justice aisle and became the Commonwealth's attorney. But in this new book, she has returned to criminal defense work. So that's how she evolves.
Are your books set in Louisville?
They are. Each one of them is. So readers will be able to see such sites as Churchill Downs, Old Louisville, the Highlands, Bardstown Road, Norton Commons. So lots of parts of the city, different parts of the city for people to relate to.
Tell the story of how you got into writing.
I think the impetus was my husband and I represented a young woman who was accused of killing three of her family members. It was in rural Appalachia. It was my first introduction to rural Appalachia. And she had been tried and convicted. We took it on a retrial after the appeal was successful and the conviction was overturned. We knew we had an uphill battle because we had been involved in death penalty litigation before, but the facts were so intriguing that we did accept the case. And it turned out to be stranger than fiction. And I wrote my first novel, which was a true crime about it, that particular experience. But unfortunately, it's still in the back of my file cabinet, gathering dust in my office. And I just couldn't put it behind me. So I decided to try my hand at fiction writing. Felt very comfortable in fiction writing because you have so much control over your characters and you can make them do all sorts of things, sometimes outrageous, sometimes quirky, sometimes fun. So I really have enjoyed writing fiction, and it's a nice outlet from the fairly rigid discipline of practicing law.
And you are still a practicing attorney as well.
I am. Full time.
Well, the name of the book is Deadline for Murder, and the author is Linda Adkins, and you can meet Linda at the Kentucky Book Fair. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.